All right, Sunday morning, 5:29-22. This is a Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is Broaden Your Scope. All right. On 5:22-22, the Lord said to me that the warfare has intensified. The new level devil, the new direction, new demonics to deal with. It is temporary. You will acclimate. It's like an army going into a new territory, and they have to kind of learn the ways of the territory and kind of acclimate to their climate, acclimate to the warfare, the things that are going on. Just like moving to a new area, same process. You know, if you move to a new place, you can tell us something about this. It takes you a few years to acclimate to wherever you move when you relocate. Just like moving to a new area, same process, but this is in the spirit realm. If you've noticed, it seems hard at first, but then it begins to ease up and level out. You've got to fight your way through to get up to level. So you're coming up new level, new devil, new level, new devil. And this in between is this intensity trying to keep you from going to the next level. And then once you get there, it levels out. Okay. Be encouraged, for this is what you are experiencing. I told you weeks ago that I was moving you in a new direction. Here's one of those new direction. General prayers get general answers. General confessions also get general results. The more defined you become, the more defined answers will come. This is where spirit mapping and targeting come in. My church has, for the most part, prayed shotgun prayers. They have prayed a lot, but not hit any targets. I'm not able to hear those prayers. What I need are snipers. A sniper hones in on the target and takes them out with one shot. They were talking about this false flag where the 19 children were killed and two adults. Whether that's true or not, we're not for sure. And the police stood down for 40 minutes. And then all of a sudden, a border patrol shows up, runs in there, takes him out in one shot. This is what God wants. I need snipers at every hot spot to successfully take out the target. I am the God that dots every I and crosses every T. So should thee. I am making you experts in this field. In these situations, more is not better, but one with precision is very effective. Here's the church. We just shut up the building. We didn't hit anybody. But God, you know, praying at a target, mapping out a target, hitting on the button, that's effective. Think naturally for a moment. Guns and ammo, targets. Now apply that spiritually. See, you're into the gun thing now. Apply that spiritually. I'm fine-tuning you right over the target, and you will use your words by the Spirit to take out the target. That's why he wants us to be saying what we want and quit using so much mixture, having these meltdowns. Understand? All a scatter load does is scare them off for a while. They'll be back in the morning, you know. No, I want you to take off their head. What does that do? When you take off the head, you've taken the authority out. Mm-hmm. This morning, the Lord mentioned something to me about prophets. Prophets get God's vision. And I've decreed that God's prophets will have His vision, not traditions of men visions. The prophets need to all be saying the same thing. But so many are indoctrinated with church doctrine that they are not saying God's words. They think they are, but they're indoctrinated, so they're saying the churchy thing. So when you pray about the prophets, and we're praying an army of intercessors to bring in God's order, we need to all be saying the same thing, what God's saying about it. Don't be so quick to just quickly read through your confessions and petitions, but take time to read between the lines. I will lead you if you will do this. Behind every confession and petition, there are roots that run deep that need to be taken out. The Lord's been having me do this last week. And it's been different every morning. It's like, okay, Lord, I just read that. What are some areas to that? You know, it could be just our, too, also getting more fine-tuned. Instead of looking at the big picture, the national picture, look at the local picture. You know, the sheriffs, the, you know, school board, the mayor, governor. I pretty well hit the governor and the lieutenant governor, all those things. But just, you know, what's in our area? Because there's demonic strongholds in this area. And if we're targeting way out here, which is not wrong, they say it really starts at the local level. And, you know, it goes up. All right. Just like me going in the court. Didn't want to go. Lord, I want to go. You know, but I have a purpose in you going, oh, okay, that's different. Why didn't you tell me that at the beginning? I agonized over this for weeks. And it wasn't really till it was over and I was coming out of the courtroom that he said, I want you to target this federal court. It's our, I guess it's our only closest federal court in this area, the highest court in the land in this area. Now we have the state Supreme Court. All right, the Lord has had me speaking to every juncture in the Faith Avenue process. From the time I study, teach, we do the recording, the editing, the captioning, and the airing process. I have been too broad and only focusing on the surface, especially Fox. Also was asking the Lord, why all these problems? Why do you want us to do about them? Then it dawned on me that God was waiting on me to do something, to say what I want and stop griping about what they're not doing or what is not getting done. So say what you desire, not what you are seeing or have, and you will get a whole lot further. God wants to make us more effective. We've been faithful to stay the course, so now he is bringing us up higher to be more effective for the kingdom. Snipers are more effective than just an army out there that don't even know how to shoot and can't even hit a target. It reminds me of the Patriot when they're trying to get all these farmers, the militia together. You know what a militia is? The militia are armed citizens that know their weapons well. That's the militia. So we're the militia. And if we don't know how to use our guns, we're probably going to do more harm than good, right? Until we get fine-tuned where he can get locked around. It's like those little boys. He taught his little boys, and they took out all those British. Those little boys. Little boys. Fine-tuned snipers. Aim small, miss small. What he told them. Aim small, miss small. So be prepared for the Lord to begin to lead you as you make your confessions. I'm not saying stop all the other. I'm just saying I believe he will begin to lead you by Spirit. And this being led by the Spirit will be more effective than we've been before.